This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On this episode of Down the Wire, it's a short week for us Words boys, so we've got some fun to go along. We'll talk a little bit of the MLB Awards predictions, we'll talk a little bit of the NFL, of course, and then we get to play with you. A lot. All this and more coming at you down the wire.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. It's sports podcast Down the Wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it.
Episode number 145, Down the Wire. Yes, it is a short week. It is Thursday as you are listening to this, Monday as we are recording this. I am currently in Boston. Dave is currently jerking off as this podcast is going on.
That's so early.
My name is Tom, here with my brother Dave.
Jello.
That's where we talk professional sports in unprofessional ways.
If you haven't noticed, after Tom says jerking off,
I just assumed it was going to be Thursday at 5 o'clock, and you're going to be like, I'm kind of bored today.
Well, except I have my child on Thursday. So, good call. You know, way to go, Tom.
Okay, thanks. Well, maybe it was a Friday recording. Or no, you'd be at work. Okay, maybe it was a Wednesday recording
that I'd week. Be at work.
Not at 5.
Oh, I see.
You know, when we usually go.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, so figured wanted to get something pre-recorded just so we could have something to give you guys on Thursday. There hasn't been a lot in between.
Says you.
I mean, we don't even know Monday Night Football's results yet. Who is it? Bills and...
Broncos?
Broncos. Okay, right? So the Bills won 21-20. Yeah, 21-20.
That's your fucking, like, guess?
Yeah.
For a Broncos match?
Yeah, 21-20 was the final score. And
you're saying the Broncos put up 20 points on the Bills?
Yeah, I think so.
That's insane.
It was a walk-off field goal again. It was 18. It was 7 field goals for Tyler Bass. Crazy. Josh Allen, fraud, some people are saying.
Jesus Christ.
Russell Wilson, 3 touchdowns, and then they missed an extra point. And that's why we got here. Can you imagine? Could you imagine if I just nailed it right there? I gave a lot of detail.
I mean, sure, but also no chance.
No chance is strong. That's strong.
I'm saying no chance.
What else is new? Nothing's new. We just recorded No Cap Recap yesterday. We have a little bit of content to talk about. Got a couple games to play as well, I think. And... yeah, 145 episodes. Boom. Just like that. Starts right now. Dave, do we go into baseball first?
No, I wanted to talk about my week.
Oh.
You didn't even let me kind of give some cold opens here.
Sorry. Do your
cold open. At least you could do is ask.
Did you do anything fun?
I mean, by the time this comes out, I will have gone to Lambeau Field and have done a comedy show there.
Oh, what are you doing there?
I forget, but some company is doing their, I would assume, holiday party.
Wow.
So I'll be able to go up tomorrow, Tuesday, rather. And I'll be, Yeah, I'm going to be running some comedy stuff. Like, that'll be kind of bitching, right?
That's sick, yeah. Have you done one there before? I don't think you've been to Lambeau to do a comedy sports show, have you?
No. I mean, the last time I was actually in Lambeau was that time that you freaked out during the family night when I got pulled over.
So Dave always likes to overblow this story.
I mean, no, it wasn't. Because
this is the same guy that says he hasn't gone to a restaurant that I know he went to that restaurant.
I never went to that restaurant.
He 100% was there.
I never went to that restaurant.
And he freaked out at that restaurant, and he wants to forget that experience. So, anyway, the story is that Dave was speeding in our mother's car. And
no, it was not my mother's car. It was my car.
Was it your car? Okay. Yes. Well, I knew our mother was going to freak out.
I wasn't speeding.
Oh, yeah. It was that one dude was like, he's driving erratic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was like, no, that guy was driving crazy.
Yeah.
And then he called in our license plate. Yes.
Yeah. See? You don't even know the fucking story.
I just nailed it.
After two changes.
Well, you were speeding. You weren't excessively speeding.
No, I was driving 5 miles over the speed limit on cruise control.
Yep.
Right? And then I got pulled. We were like pulled up next to the semi.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
And Tom, let's into context again. Tom, you are maybe like
10?
13?
Okay, maybe 13.
Like, it maybe a little less than that, honestly.
I was thinking
like,
10 to 12.
You're younger. Yeah, see? Yeah, so as I am driving up, we get caught in between, and we kind of, like, pin the people behind us who are clearly blowing by. Yeah, and then at one point, this dude is, like, riding my ass.
Yeah.
I'm unwavering, because fuck you if you want to drive like a fuck. And then down the road, after we're like finally able to pass the semi a little bit, the guy's like,
yes, floors past us.
Yeah, I get pulled over by a state trooper.
A while down. We probably drive another 10 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say 15, 20. And the state trooper is like, yeah, I don't know what's going on. And I told him like straight up, I was like, officer, I always go 5 miles over. Put on the cruise control. Yeah,
and then the guy's like, oh, I do 7, right? Like, he was fucking around.
And he even admitted. He's like, yeah, that's what I clocked you at. Yeah, some person called you in about it, said you were driving like an asshole. So I guess this is a warning and just like let us go. But like after we got pulled over, again, you were young, in all fairness. But you're like, oh my God, we're going to be late.
Okay,
and we're not
going
to be able to watch Phil Dawson kick field goals.
Okay, first of all, I was never upset about the game. I was upset that our mother was going to find out.
It was about the game.
It was not about the game. And second of all, I didn't cry. I did not cry. Maybe I whined or was scared. I did not cry. Did not cry. Okay, let's just clarify that. Anyway. Yeah, Lambeau Field. That's kind of bitching. That's bitching.
Yeah.
All right. Baseball. So there's going to be awards given out all week. Obviously, we don't know any of them. I would assume, though, that the rookie of the years are pretty chalk on who's going to win those. That's what's going to be announced today on Monday as we're recording this. And Corbin Carroll is probably going to be a unanimous NL MVP or NL Rookie of the Year. He might lose a vote to Kodai Senga or something, but I will assume that he's going to run away with the award. And then Gunnar Henderson in the American League also going to run away with that Rookie of the Year award. Those are the two guys. I mean, Gunnar Henderson won, I believe, a Silver Slugger at the shortstop position. And I think Corbin Carroll was in the conversation or either won a Silver Slugger for the... oh, nice. Your alarm went off.
1 o'clock, baby.
And I believe Corbin Carroll was either in the conversation or won a Silver Slugger in the NL, too. So those seem like they're going to be pretty chalk. Nothing else crazy to come from that. Any dispute?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Nope.
Then Manager of the Year is Tuesday. No one really cares, but we have a little more vested interest in this. Craig Counsell just had his press conference today with the Chicago Cubs. I am going to be pissed off if he wins the NL Manager of the Year, for sure.
You already know that is what's going to happen.
And I definitely think he's going to.
And it's not even going to be fair to the Brewers.
No. Because then he finally, all the years he should have won it, then he didn't win it, and then he finally wins it, and he's not really even on the team anymore.
Yeah, and I am definitely bitter. I'm bitter about that. I'm not bitter about him necessarily winning. I just don't have that type of effort.
I don't even know who is nominated for the AL. It doesn't have it in this Bleacher Report article because it's Bleacher Report and they never put anything important in their articles. So if I had to guess, like Bochy, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Is there any other team that really, like the Rays? Was that Kevin Cash?
No.
Like maybe him?
No. Snitker?
Well, that's the Braves.
Yeah.
That's in the NL.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I don't know. I'm just sort of fixated on the fact that fucking what's-his-face is going to win. And I forgot that Bochy was the AL, an AL guy now.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So probably something like that. And then it's Cy Young on, what's the next day? Thursday? No, Wednesday. Cy Young on Wednesday, MVP on Thursday. Cy Young, I would say, is probably also made up. I don't think there's going to be much discussion on that. That would be Gerrit Cole, like, sneaking his first one in, which is kind of wild that he hasn't won the Cy Young, right? Gerrit Cole?
Yeah.
Like, he's had a couple years that he was pretty fucking good. There's been a
lot of really good pitching as of late.
I mean, I think he had a year where he struck out, like, 300 dudes. Like, I feel like I would just give him the award at that point already. I mean, that just seems like it's the fair thing to do. So, Gerrit Cole, I know Sonny Gray is sneaking into that conversation as well.
That won't happen.
I don't know if he necessarily makes it. But, yeah, I'm going to guess it's Gerrit Cole winning that. NL Cy Young, Blake Snell seems to be the favorite in that one as well. And Logan Webb going to be second. So I think Blake Snell, it's cool that he gets it, but I also hate Blake Snell because he never pitches past the sixth inning. Like, never.
Yeah.
So I would bet he had less than 30 innings after the sixth inning this year, which I get it. That would be going seven like every start, so maybe that's not crazy. Let's go. He had less than 20 innings in his starts this year after the sixth inning. Because he just never does. He never does. But, you know, guys like Justin Steele snuck into that conversation this year. He had a big breakout year. Senga will probably be in that Cy Young conversation as well. Spencer Strider fell off pretty hard, but he'll still get votes as well, I think, too. Zach Gallen, also fucking beast. Those guys. And the MVPs, I think, are also just going to be pretty easy. Again, like Shohei Ohtani, Ronald Acuna. Like, is there any other discussion on that?
No.
Acuna 40-70 is, like, never going to happen, like, again.
Yeah, it was pretty remarkable. And obviously, Ohtani is Ohtani.
He won't be the favorite next year because he's not going to pitch next year.
Crazy.
So
I told you, I fucking told you that he wasn't going to be pitching like that.
Well, he got hurt.
I know.
He's got Tommy John coming.
He's just not going to do it
again. I mean, he's still a remarkable hitter.
Yes.
So it doesn't really, I mean, he could win another MVP along the way, but
I'm just saying, like, this is the end of Ohtani's, like, two-way craziness.
Oh, please.
Wow.
I don't know. I think he'll be back to pitch. I think he should just be a reliever. Like, that would be so much more sick. Have him come in and close. One inning. Throw 100. Boom. Get out of there. That would be so sick. Oh, my God. That'd be so sick.
Well, it's got to be three hitters now, remember?
Yeah. Okay. And he can pitch. He's a starter. He can pitch against righties. He can pitch against lefties. Doesn't matter.
All right.
That's what he should do. Shohei Ohtani, come be a closer. That'd be so sick. That'd be so sick. Come to Milwaukee, too, for $8.
Yeah, please.
That would be awesome.
Oh, please.
I'll literally let you be the manager, pitcher, and a coach. Or, and a hitter, sorry. And a coach if you want to be another coach, too. Sure. Be the pitching coach if you want. Yeah, that's baseball. Anything else you want to bring up with baseball?
No.
No. Okay. What's next?
Tom, I wanted to bring up this football deal.
Football.
Yeah. Football. From newarena.com, they put out a little list of the most overplayed player for all 32 NFL teams.
Overpaid.
Yes. What did I say? Overplayed?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
I think it was just long. I just didn't want people to be like overplayed.
You know? Well, it's because I went for player.
Yeah.
So overplayed player. Right. Overpaid player.
Overpaid player.
Yes. And I wanted us to evaluate this. Again, we have a short week. We don't have too much to truly talk about in the news category. So I have this.
And we have not previewed this list. So if there's guys we haven't heard of, and then we're not going to talk about it. Okay.
No. We're going to give our own opinions, our own takes.
Okay, cool.
And I'm going to tell you right now, newarena.com does things differently.
Okay.
So they don't have it in any sort of particular order, I guess.
Nice.
Number one, LA Rams. Okay. Take a wild stab at this.
Stafford?
Matt Stafford.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be Matt Stafford. I told you that the guy has been falling off.
They traded for a ring, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and his base salary is $31
million. Oh, yeah, that's not that's not that bad for a quarterback now.
Who else were you going to pick?
They're paying Daniel Jones $10 million more a year.
There you go.
So he better be the Giants' overpaid player, too, when we get there.
Houston Texans.
Ooh.
So this is like...
it's not going to be Laremy Tunsil because he makes the most money, but he's good. Is it an offense or defense?
It's, I believe, a defensive tackle.
Oh, fuck if I know. I don't know. Who
is it? I mean, how many defensive... I didn't even know this was a guy. Malik Collins.
No, yeah, never really heard of him.
Base salary of $7.25 million.
Okay, well, if that's your worst contract, you're fine.
But I mean, like, who else are you going to go for? Like, their tackles, Laremy Tunsil, you have Titus Howard as well. They're technically the highest paid players on the team.
Yeah, they're not bad.
And even Shaq Mason is there at number four. But, like, the O-line is actually
good at pass blocking.
Better.
They're good at pass blocking. They can't run block for shit, but they're good at pass blocking.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's fine. I don't really have any other, like, potential person to place.
No, there. I don't know who.
I mean, how many Kymie Fairbairn?
He's good, though.
Exactly. So,
and Dare Ogunbowale should get a raise because he can kick and play running back.
Yeah, yeah. Arizona Cardinals.
Is it Kyler?
It is Kyler Murray.
Okay.
$37
million. Yeah, it's a lot of money for a guy that I don't think has won a playoff game, right? Have the Cardinals won a playoff game with Kyler? I don't think so.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, so that's a lot of money for a guy who hasn't won a playoff game. I get it. But... you know, he just led a win against the Falcons. He looked all right. He looked mobile still, so I think that's a good news with the guy with the torn ACL. And, you know, the season's kind of fucked already, so the more games they win, kind of the worse situation. And you remember the Cardinals trade last year, like everyone thought they finessed the Texans. That pick's not going to be as good as they thought. So,
yeah.
I mean, the Cardinals draft day... success is definitely going to be harder this year,
well,
I think.
So now I'm a little worried because I did check the article. It does say it's September 1st, 2023 that it was written, which is fair. Okay. But in this Cardinals one, it does say at the very end, for example, the Cardinals could end up parting ways with stud wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, they did. They did do that. Yes.
Was that before or after September 1st? Maybe.
Must have been, yeah.
I don't know. I guess I thought it was a little bit earlier, but sure. All right. Las Vegas Raiders. Take a wild stab at who this could be.
Did they fuck this up?
Well, I'm going to say they did.
Is it Josh Jacobs?
They have Chandler Jones.
Oh, well, he's gone now, too. So.
$16 million.
Yeah, he's released. So. Yeah.
And I'm already going to place the name Jimmy Garoppolo. Because even though it was only a one-year deal, he's hot garbage.
Was it 1 year? I thought it was 3 years.
I thought they only inked him to a one.
Yeah, I thought Jimmy G got like 3 years, $86 million or something like
that. Look that shit up real fast. Maybe okay. I am wrong. But it doesn't matter. I mean, that's who it is.
Yeah, well, especially now that we're in week 10 and Aiden O'Connell started three games now. Like, that guy was drafted in the fourth round.
Or so. You know what? Like, actually, real hot take, Josh McDaniels.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I mean, Jimmy G, 3 years, $72 million.
Good. All right. So I'm actually going to revise that.
Okay.
Because they're still paying Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
That has to be him. All right.
Shout out to Jimbo Fisher, too. That'll be our tidbit on him. $72 million buyout. Must be so tough to get fired.
Ouch.
Yeah.
New England Patriots.
Defensive guy?
Offensive.
Is it a tight end?
It is.
Is it Hunter Henry?
Hunter Henry.
I think that's a hot take, too, now, though. He was good this...
Well, don't forget, this was also before the season started.
Right. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I think they got rid of Jonnu Smith because they tried the double tight end thing that they were doing with Gronk and Hernandez, you know, that killer duo.
Ouch.
And,
wow.
What?
You know what?
What do you mean?
You are a good Lord.
And, you know, now Hunter Henry got a little bit more shine time. The Patriots just suck ass. I don't think they were expecting the Patriots to just suck ass so bad this year.
Yeah, and really, like,
again, maybe not be good, but not like bottom five team.
I mean, how many guys have like a big contract on the Patriots? There can't be too many.
Probably Trent Brown, I think, got a nice deal, but he's solid. Mac Jones is getting first round pick money. Like, that's already too much for him.
Gee.
And, oh, don't they have Juju? I feel like Juju got a dumb deal.
Ooh, that actually could be.
Like, what the fuck is Juju Smith-Schuster doing?
Nothing.
What a guy, like, ultimate bag finesser, Juju Smith-Schuster. Like, make TikToks, get an NFL contract.
It's hard to argue.
Looking at his contract, 3 years, $25
million. Ouch.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's overpaying.
Yeah, that's definitely way too much.
Okay.
All right. Atlanta Falcons.
Ooh, defensive guy?
No.
Offensive guy. Okay. Do they have is it a lineman? Is it Jake Matthews?
It's Jake Matthews.
Okay. Let's
base
go.
Salary of $12,558,823. Why does he have such a stupid fucking number?
$12 million. $12 million a year for
12.5.
Jake Matthews. Yeah, you know, he's the last Matthews left in the NFL right now, I think.
Like, all Matthews altogether?
Well, no, from the family. That's, yeah, he's the, he's the Clay, that's the Clay Matthews family that has the most NFL players ever. So gave that like five more years. We probably have another one coming.
Look at it this way, too. He is making more money than Trent Williams and Lane Johnson.
Oh, yeah, that's overpaid.
I mean, he's good, but he's not those guys.
No.
So I think that's a pretty fair. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Is it Baker?
No.
No, okay. is it a defensive guy?
So this is what I was saying about I think they fucked up.
Okay.
Well, they have Tom Brady.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand what is going on.
See, I knew this was going to happen. That's why I put that disclaimer in the beginning. I knew this was going to happen. Yeah, Brady is not there anymore. So
no, but they did say that he did announce his retirement, but because of a large amount of the $50 million contract he signed with the Bucs back in 2020 was deferred. So this is a deferred contract.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, it's overpaying.
He is making $35 million in deferred money.
Well, then, yeah, it's definitely Tom Brady.
Holy fuck. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's hard to argue that.
Yeah.
So, but you understand where my concern came in initially. I guess I had to read a little bit. But holy fuck. All right, Chicago Bears. This is defense.
Is it a linebacker?
Nope.
Okay. Is it a lineman?
Nope.
Okay. It's secondary.
All the way in the back.
Safety.
Do you know who the Bears' safety is? Eddie Jackson.
Oh,
Pro Bowler.
Yeah, yeah.
Former Pro Bowler.
He was good for a couple of years.
He was. In fact, he was really great. And then he basically got paid and injured, and he has been ass.
Yeah,
ever
I don't
since.
Think he's been playing. Like, I don't even remember hearing his name for a while.
Yeah, he is technically the third highest paid free safety in the league behind Kevin Byard and Justin Simmons.
Yikes. Okay.
Yeah. So a bunch of all pros.
Yep.
I mean, it's, again, hard to argue.
Aren't they paying like an offensive lineman a bad contract?
Maybe.
I feel like they are. And their line is not good. What?
Cody Whitehair?
Yeah, I don't know who it is. I feel like they're paying a lineman bad money who sucks.
All right.
Like Charles Leno?
No.
Well, let's go ahead and read the next one.
Commanders. This is a hot take.
Okay,
too.
They're paying. Oh, he signed with. He signed with the Commanders as well, Charles Leno. That's why. Okay, anyway.
I think this is a hot take, too.
Is this a defensive player?
Offense.
Ooh, okay, okay. Is it Terry?
It is Logan Thomas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hot take, because he has been putting up some decent numbers.
He's all right. He's all right.
He has turned into, I would say, Sam Howell's favorite guy.
I would put him like near the back end of top 10.
He's not even making all that much. It's 6.275.
Oh, million. Yeah, he's worth that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Logan Thomas, again, is kind of coming into his own. Again, when they wrote this, this was September 1st. So it's been a minute.
Former quarterback, Virginia Tech.
Yes, you are correct. You are the correct. Mm-hmm. All right.
The correct.
Tennessee Titans.
Is this Kevin Byard or Derrick Henry?
No, Tom, you should know exactly who this is.
Taylor Lewan.
Wow, no.
Ryan Tannehill.
It's Ryan Tannehill. Okay. Dear Lord, $27 million?
Oh, I forgot he was even playing. You remember?
like, there is no one. There is no one that should be, like, anywhere near this conversation. Tannehill, his cap hit for 2023 is $36.6 million.
Yeah.
If they had decided to keep him, which they did. And he is second highest in the entire league behind only Patrick Mahomes. That tells it all.
Charles Leno's making $10 million with the Commanders, and we didn't even know he played there. So I'm going to defer back to that being the worst contract for them. Anyway, yeah, Ryan Tannehill sucks.
Indianapolis Colts.
Some people are saying Jonathan Taylor now, but this contract didn't happen then.
It is a lineman.
It's better not be Quentin Nelson.
It's not.
Okay, is it Braden Smith?
No.
Is it, I don't know,
Ryan Kelly?
Oh, the center. Okay. I went to high school with a guy named Ryan Kelly.
9.125 mil.
Yeah, they've been a team that's just always beefs up their line. So I respect it. They like a guy, they go there, you know?
He is 16th among 36 eligible centers per Pro Football Focus.
Okay.
And only 7 of them make more than $6 million per.
I don't think that's terrible. I don't think it's great. I just don't think it's terrible. They're not paying a lot of guys. They're a pretty young team as well. So, but
only 7 centers make more than $6 million. Kelly's is at $12.5 million per season.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
There you go.
Is he the highest paid center?
I would feel like he has to be. I didn't look into that too much, but
it's gotta
who
be
else?
Close. It's gotta be close. Jason Kelsey probably makes more than him.
That's fair.
Other than that, no, I don't know. I don't know who else would.
All right, Green Bay Packers.
Ooh. Preston Smith.
No.
It's got to be someone on defense.
No.
Oh, it's Bakhtiari.
It's Bakhtiari.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
The base salary is rather low, though. He's only had $1.2 million. And that's his base salary.
like fuck ton of bonuses.
Yeah, his cap hit though is a $21 million.
So they paid him $20 million in signing bonus.
Yeah, because of all that that 4-year $92 billion deal.
I mean, he was worth it when he was at his top, and now he's just not anymore. So
is he even playing?
No, he's not playing. He's not.
God, Bakhtiari.
Yeah, it's time for him to go. It's time for him to go. He's been on the team too long. It's time for him to go.
Carolina Panthers. I don't even know who this is.
Okay, I was going to say Andy Dalton. I don't know.
Dante Jackson.
Oh, corner.
Cornerback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's fast. That's why they got him.
Yeah.
Why they signed him.
Super low base salary, but he has a $7.5 million cap hit in 23.
Again, like if your worst contract is $7 million, you're doing all right.
He is fifth highest on the team.
Okay, yeah. Is Taylor Moten number one? Does it say on there? Does it give you the top five?
No, it does not. Okay. I wish it did. But
Taylor Moten's pretty good.
He's not even really playing because he was nursing a torn Achilles.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess.
Well, that only takes 3 months if you're Aaron Rodgers. So.
New Orleans Saints.
Derek Carr.
No.
Well, that should be the answer.
It should be, absolutely.
So, who was it? Alvin Kamara?
No.
Michael Thomas?
No.
Don't say Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill.
That's bullshit. It's absolutely bullshit. He's invaluable.
Look, $10 million, that's pretty bad.
Okay, you remember the contract they tried to give him? Do you remember that?
Yes.
When he signed like $40 million a year, but he has to like meet all these requirements, and they were like, you're never going to meet these requirements?
Look, you're the Taysom guy. I am not.
Taysom Hill.
I agree that Derek Carr should be the name.
Derek Carr will be the name.
At the end of the season?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fair. Probably midway through. Denver Broncos.
Russ. It's Russ.
Bus.
Who's also playing a lot better this year.
And how much of that is Sean Payton?
Sure.
That's it?
Yeah, Sean Payton I'm not sold on either, though. Sean Payton hates Russell Wilson, so don't think that he wants him to play better.
Yeah, so in 2023, he's got an $8 million base salary, but that's because they reduced... They paid to reduce $20 million of him as part of stipulated guarantees. Like, Jesus.
Okay.
And in actuality, though, Wilson's getting paid around $49 million per year until 2028.
That's so long away. Oh, my God.
It's bad. It's super
That's
bad.
That's so long.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
They're in trouble. Minnesota Vikings.
Did they put Kirk here?
No, another white guy.
Another white guy. Harrison Smith.
Harrison Smith.
Okay. Who is like another just glue guy there? They love Harrison Smith in Minneapolis.
He's got a big contract, though. 4 years, $64 million that he signed back in 2021. So they still got a couple more years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. And he's also 33.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, and like the guy just probably isn't going to last that much. But again, you know, you paid for what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland Browns.
Deshaun.
I will give him some credit. He's starting to look a little better.
No.
I still think he's hot garbage. But, it's, I mean, Deshaun. $46 million base salary.
It's like, Deshaun.
Yeah.
It's Deshaun.
We don't need to talk about him anymore. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh. Defense?
No.
Okay. Receiver?
No.
Lineman?
No.
Trubisky?
No. Stick there, though. Oh, wait, Trubisky. Yes, it is Trubisky.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, like Mason Rudolph's making a bag or something? Like,
Trubisky is getting $8 million.
Yeah, it's a lot for a backup quarterback.
Yeah, that's a lot, especially once you shorten your name back to Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that's. Oh, we're not going to like this next one.
What is it?
Detroit Lions. Heavily disagree.
Did they say Dan Campbell?
No, they said Jared Goff.
Oh, that's wrong.
That's absolutely wrong.
It's absolutely wrong.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm reading over this.
I think
thing.
They have Hal Vitae or whatever making stupid money as a lineman. Like, no. Yeah, definitely not Jared Goff.
They're saying he is considered an average quarterback.
Oof. Didn't age well.
That is. Wow.
Didn't age well.
Wow.
September 1st, was he average?
Apparently.
Was he top 10 on September 1st before this year? I don't think he was.
Maybe.
Now he's top 10.
But I think we also had a lot of, like, he had a lot of love for other players.
Was he better than Geno Smith at the start of the year?
Ooh. I mean, I guess we would say no.
And I think Geno was probably not quite or very back end of top 10.
All right. Miami Dolphins.
It's not Tyreek.
It's defense.
Is it Bradley Chubb?
Bradley Chubb.
Oh, okay. I've done pretty well at guessing these, I think.
I would think so. I mean, these are going to be the most notable names.
I just got
to
remember who's making the most money. Like, that's equally impressive to me. Bradley Chubb, yeah, I mean, they traded a lot for him, too, so that's going to hurt the contract
$16.7 million, blah, 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 blah. But
did Von Miller ever play for the Dolphins?
No.
No?
No, he's a
Rams.
Bronco and Buffalo.
I don't know. I just, for some reason, had that memory pop into my head. That's
very random.
Randomly got there. Well, he was thinking Denver, Bradley Chubb.
And don't forget, though, Chubb did sign a 5-year deal with the Dolphins. $110 million.
Yikes.
53 of that is guaranteed.
That's a lot. You know, the Buccaneers should have had Shaq Barrett. Didn't he get a fucking bag? Like, when's the last time you heard his name?
Hot minute.
Yeah, so
it's still not going to be fucking Brady.
Yeah, that's fair.
New York Giants.
Daniel Jones.
No.
Well, that's because he was good before this.
They have Leonard Williams.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
and he's not even on the team.
We're going to argue
anymore.
This. It's already Daniel Jones. It's like, Jones. Hot dang, you're wrong.
Actually, it might be Tommy DeVito because he just doesn't even deserve an NFL contract.
Same thing with the LA Chargers. They have JC Jackson. He's not even there anymore.
Not even there. So who would it be?
Brandon Staley.
Okay.
Not even close. He's overrated as fuck.
Maybe Mike Williams. He just gets hurt all the time.
Baltimore Ravens.
Defense?
I believe offense.
Oh, so you don't even know. Devin Duvernay.
No.
Odell Beckham.
No. Ronnie Stanley.
Oh, yeah, left tackle. No, he's good now. He's good again. He just was hurt all the time.
Yeah, so that's really all that it is.
I think they'll be totally happy with that, Ravens fans. They're like, okay, cool, we'll pay Ronnie Stanley that money.
Since 2020, so before the season, mind you, Stanley had appeared in 18 out of 49 regular season games.
Yeah, he was hurt a lot.
That does say something, you know, and I understand that.
He's back. He's healthy. He's good.
Jacksonville.
Ooh, defense?
No.
Okay, lineman. Norwell?
Left tackle.
Oh, it's Cam Robinson.
Cam Robinson.
Okay.
Yeah, $16 million. Sure.
It's a lot of money for Cam Robinson, who's also very mid.
Yeah, I mean, you see that a lot with O-line, right? Especially those left tackles. They need to make fucking money.
Yep. Second highest paid position.
New York Jets.
Is it, well, Alan Lazard would be.
He should be up there.
My conversation. Randall Cobb as well. Is it on defense?
Nope.
Is it a lineman?
Yes.
I don't know. Billy Turner.
It is Laken Tomlinson.
Ooh.
Is Billy Turner on the Jets?
Yeah. That's another one of the Packers that went there.
Yes, he is 58th overall out of 77 offensive guards. And he actually graded out 69th out of a possible 75 when it came to run blocking.
Nice.
$13.5 million.
It's a lot of money for a guard.
But I think he's been playing better this season, too.
The Jets O-line's dog shit.
It's pretty bad.
So,
Dallas Cowboys. This one, I feel like there might be a better answer, but I just can't think of it.
I feel like Tony Pollard would be the answer right now. Didn't they sign him and not sign Zeke?
They did.
Is it DeMarcus Lawrence?
Offense.
Is it Tyron Smith?
No. Zach, skill position.
Okay. Brandon Cooks?
No.
Oh.
But that's think in that same realm.
Michael Gallup?
Michael Gallup.
All right.
I mean, essentially, he is the third wide receiver.
Yeah, it couldn't be CeeDee Lamb. So
and he is making $12 million annually. Less, so I understand. All right. That's a big payday for a
number three
backup, yeah. Right? San Francisco 49ers.
I mean, they pay everyone a shit ton of money. Did they put Kyle Juszczyk?
They put Kyle Juszczyk.
Okay. I figured for a fullback, like, he's making a lot of money.
Yeah. He's
good, though.
They did say there aren't any contracts one could construe as bad by any stretch.
Okay.
So, okay. I'll give them a little bit of credit, right? Credit where credit's due. Buffalo Bills.
Deion Dawkins.
No.
Matt Milano.
No. Just inked a 4-year, $52 million deal at the beginning of the season.
Well, that sounds defense.
Then drafted their replacement.
Oh, Dawson Knox.
Dawson Knox.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to pay a guy and then draft his replacement.
Yeah. $10.2 million.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to draft a guy's replacement.
All right, Cincinnati Bengals.
Joe Burrow, some people are saying. But,
I like the Joe.
Joe Mixon.
$9.6 million.
Yeah, but he was good last year. He sucks this year again.
Yeah,
but
he's garbage.
You know us. We are like the most roller coaster Joe Mixon podcast out there.
Oh, I didn't realize we were ever pro Joe Mixon.
We gave him his flowers a lot last year.
That's fair.
When we were like, hey, Joe Mixon, we're sorry. We were always roasting you. Like, you've been good, but he's back to being ass.
Yeah, so Joe Mixon, we were right about you, you fuck.
Okay.
Seattle Seahawks.
Some people are saying Geno. Defense?
Yes.
Secondary?
Yes.
I didn't have an answer for that. I just got it
down. Really? Who? I mean, who's on the defense?
I know Tariq Woolen.
That's how about Jamal Adams?
Oh, yeah.
$15.4 million.
I forget he was there all the time. I feel like he should be, like, retired.
Ooh.
I don't even think he's that old.
Sorry, I looked ahead.
What do we got here?
Philadelphia Eagles.
They put Jalen Hurts. Wow. Like, this is after he just made it to the Super Bowl, by the way.
And finished second in the MVP voting.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, that's pretty fucked up.
Not a lot of bad contracts on that team either, though.
There has to be someone better than that. Like, one of the running backs has to have
They give DeAndre Swift a lot of money, but he's good now, too. Kenny Gainwell or something? Probably not.
I don't know. That's some bullshit. I hate that one.
Okay.
Chiefs. $9 million base salary.
MVS.
MVS.
Oh, what a fucking nice.
That was
nice.
Pretty good. Yeah. He got a multi-year deal, and then last year only registered 687 receiving yards in 17 games.
Oof.
With 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, we knew he was going to, like, not be good. He can't catch the fucking ball. He's fast. Can't catch the fucking ball.
What round
did Green Bay draft him in? Is he a fourth rounder?
I was going to say fourth.
Could have been a little bit later. Maybe he's fifth.
He has never come close to cracking 1,000 yards.
MVS was selected in the fifth round. Okay.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I mean, I had an idea it was going to be him.
And that was the last one. Like I said, it was very random on their selection. I don't know what... Like,
MVS last...
Oh, that was the draft. That was the draft order.
Oh, nice, nice.
That has to be it, right? Chiefs?
Who was number one, though?
Number one...
I don't think it was the Bears or the Panthers.
It was the Rams.
Yeah, so that was really weird.
Maybe not then. I don't know. Fuck it.
Dolphins against the Dolphins, 2 catches for 22 yards, and one of his receptions was 21 yards.
He's garbage.
Broncos, 2 catches for 27 yards and a fumble, and then Chargers, 3 catches for 84 yards, but he had a touchdown.
I mean, way to change up the game.
That was MVS's last three games,
but not like this next game I have for you.
Ooh,
hit it. Yeah. All right. Cap. I've got some fun for you. I want you to go online. Okay. I want you to type in random letter generator.
Okay, I can do that.
Because we're going to play some Scattergories.
So humble. Okay, sorry.
You know how to play Scattergories?
Yes, it's like I have to get something different than you to get a point kind of thing.
Yeah, but using that letter. And so I have the rounds. I want to make sure that this is fair so you can get the letters. That way you know that I did not prepare for this. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to hit this like a bunch of times. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Oh, fuck. I got the letter I.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, that sounds really
okay,
wrong.
Do it again.
Okay.
Let's not do that.
Okay. All right. Tell me when to stop.
Now.
S.
Okay. That feels better.
Yeah, that feels a lot better. It's much more common. Much more common.
All right. All right. So here, let me give you this first round. Oh, you know what? I think we should have done that first. We should have done the rounds.
And then the letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because right. otherwise, then now you're thinking about it as I name them off for you.
Okay. We'll just do it again. We'll do it again.
All right. Hold on. So here are the categories for the first one.
Okay.
Team mascot, NBA head coach, equipment piece, NFL tight end, and barstool guy.
Okay. So
I did that for you.
So for team mascot, like, am I naming these? The like proper noun name of a mascot, or just the like what their mascot?
Yeah, I would say
I don't have to come up with Bernie Brewer.
No,
I'm saying Brewer.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So just so you know how Scattergories works, you only have 60 seconds to answer these things.
Okay.
And if you get,
are we capping at 5?
Well, those are the five. I have three rounds of five questions.
Right, but I'm saying, are we capping, like, you're only giving five answers, or I'm getting as many as I can in 60 seconds?
I think we're capping at five.
Okay.
Yeah. That way, otherwise it's going to be, like, crazy.
Okay.
Because at that point, too, you're only supposed to do one thing. It'd be, like, team mascot, all the S's. How many S's can you name? But I wanted to do it this way. Also, too, if you get... like double S, if you did like SS as a name for like NBA head coach. Ooh. This is all time, mind you.
Yeah, I know. And I really had a double S there. And now I think we have the same double S.
But that would have counted as 2 points.
Yeah. Okay.
But again, we're going to change up the letters because
we've been thinking about S too long. Yes. Scott Skiles.
There you go.
Okay.
So, all right. Ready?
What is the, I'm going to go with, let's go with, I only remember two of the categories. I remember three of them.
You didn't write them down?
No. Mascots, equipment, NBA head coaches.
Tight end and barstool guy.
Okay. Let's go with tight ends, and I'll tell them when to stop on the letter.
Oh, no, no, Tom. This is, we're doing each one of these.
Oh,
I have 15.
And we're just doing one of each of those.
So that way we have to make sure that we don't get the same guy.
Got it. Let me write these down then, because I still didn't do that. Okay. I'm believing I have this correct. So it is. Let me open the document just so I can do it. Okay. We have NFL tight ends.
Yes.
We have NBA head coaches.
Yes.
We have equipment.
Yeah. Equipment pieces.
We have mascots and barstool guy.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Tell me when to stop this letter. Ready? And go ahead. Tell me when to stop whenever.
Go.
P.
All right. All right. 60 seconds. I'm going to get it going. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. All right. I am... currently struggling already.
Jesus.
Barstool guy, I'm just naming someone who works for Barstool.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Shit. Fuck. All right. I got three of mine done. I am.
Fuck. I can't think of someone. What the hell is his last name?
Fucking.
I'm terrible at this.
There's a lot of pressure. How much time we got left?
You have 20 talk? Seconds.
Okay. 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 Oh, dude. I got four.
And stop.
I only came up with four.
I only came up with four as well.
Which one did you not come up with?
Barstool.
Okay, I did get a Barstool guy.
Okay, okay.
I had Pat for that. Gay Pat.
Okay. All right, cool. So that's plus one for you.
That's my point. All okay. Right.
Tom, which one did you not get?
I did not come up with an NFL tight end.
Okay. So I can't remember his name.
Whoa.
Like his last name. But there was a Peter.
What the fuck? No,
wasn't he on the Steelers?
No. But you gave me a different one. I could have went with Pat Freiermuth.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, maybe that's probably what I was thinking of. So I'll cross it off. I'm not giving myself the point.
Okay.
But that's probably who I was thinking of. Damn. And I could not think of it. Damn. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. Wasn't there a Peter, too, like way back?
Peter Pumpkin Eater. That would have been a lot of points. That would have been 3 points.
He's stupid.
NBA head coach.
Okay, who do you got?
I put Pop.
Okay. All right. I went with PJ Carlissimo.
Oh, good one. Good one. Yeah. So that's a point for each of us, right?
Yes.
Equipment. What'd you put?
I put penis protector.
No.
What?
That is not.
It's a cup. If I type in penis protector.
I just put pads.
If I put in penis protector.
I'm going to type it in to validate that.
Okay.
Like.
Protective athletic cup, penis bugle.
I put in penis on accident. Protect. Or how do you spell
it? It's a thing.
Men bulge swimwear in large enhancement cup.
Yeah. See? You can go on AliExpress and get a penis protector. I will send you the link.
Fucking sure. Sure. You know that's bullshit.
Can I give myself one?
1 point. It's not a 2 point. You know that's dumb. You know that's dumb.
All right. And for your NBA, or sorry, your mascot.
I just put penguins.
Oh, okay. I went with peacocks.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
So I got four. You got three.
Correct. All right. You ready for the next set?
Yes.
All right. I have NBA dunk contest participant.
Oh, God.
Okay. MVP.
So any MVP?
Any MVP.
Okay.
Sport.
Okay.
Wrestling finishing maneuver.
Okay.
And WNBA team.
That's like, that could not happen. Like, that could physically not happen.
It might not. So we'll just have to find out.
Okay. Tell me when to stop.
And stop.
Okay, I got B.
B.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right, let me get the thing out. Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
I think I have a good one, but I don't know if it's actually true. All right. Let's go that
way. Ooh, one. I have a good one.
Okay.
You're not going to like me.
Oh, I don't know if he did that at all, but I'm putting him there just to try to get points. What the fuck?
Fuck me.
How much time?
Not much.
Okay.
10 seconds.
Oh, God. The
stop.
Okay. I didn't come up with a WNBA team.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I don't think there is one.
Okay. What, here, I only have three.
Oh, I have four. Which one did, what else did you not come up with?
I also didn't have the
dunk contest.
Oh, no. No, I did have four. I just didn't write it down. I did.
Whoa.
Well, okay, it's fair. It's fine. I didn't do sport because I went to the hard ones first because I did thought, like, instantly go baseball in my brain.
I also have baseball.
Okay, good. So then we're neutral.
Okay.
It's all good.
Wrestling finisher, I put backbreaker.
Okay. All right, I'll give you that. That's two.
Is it two or is it one word?
I think it's one. I think it's one word, but I'll be generous with you.
Okay.
I went with bear hook.
Okay, yeah.
Because like I said, I wanted to make sure that you weren't going to go the same way.
Okay, so now I could really pull ahead because I might have two doubles here.
Two doubles?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, three doubles. I have two doubles left, I'm saying.
All right, what else?
So MVP.
Wait. We already did two.
What do you mean?
Oh, MVP.
Right. My two left, I have doubles. I just don't know if... I can't remember for sure, so I have to double.
I have a double.
Well, you put Barry Bonds?
No.
Oh, who'd you put?
I went Kobe Bryant.
Oh, okay. All right, well, it's double for me, Barry Bonds. And what did you put for the NBA dunk contest?
I went with Brent Barry. 96, San Antonio Spurs.
All right. I have to check, but for some reason, I think Bismack Biyombo...
Ooh.
Might have been in the dunk contest. Yeah. No, it's a lot of him getting dunked on. But all this right.
That still puts, even without it, you are still in front.
Is this, oh yeah, no, he definitely wasn't in the dunk contest.
Okay. All right. So as of right now, you lead 8-7.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah. I have one more. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Team from the 2023 NCAA tournament.
Okay, one sec. Let me 2023 tournament. Okay.
And
we want the name of the college.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I also have 2023 opening day starter MLB outfielder.
Oh my god.
Starting MLB outfielder.
Okay.
I think that's a good fair.
Sure.
I also have home run derby participant.
Okay.
I have sports complex.
What does that mean? Like the name of an arena?
Arena, stadium. Okay, okay. Yeah, anything. But it should be pro. So okay. No, you can't be like fucking Lattish Field.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I also have Heisman winner.
Yikes. Okay. All right. Tell me when to stop.
And stop.
I have N.
Okay. N. Okay. Right. Let me get the clock up. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. I'm putting him down for now just so I don't have to worry about it. But that's, I'm not.
Shit.
I know one of those teams didn't. Oh, did they though? Oh, that's annoying that I don't know that.
Oh my god, why can't I think of an N?
Okay, got it. And now I need one more.
We have about 20 seconds.
Okay, shut up. actually, I'm going to change this because I don't know if he was there on opening day. I know he was.
Stop.
I didn't get a Heisman winner.
Well, I think you might beat me, so don't worry.
Did you get a Heisman winner?
Yes.
Who'd you get?
Cam Newton.
Oh, good answer. Yeah.
Yeah, that one was actually the easy one for me.
Okay, who is your 2023 NC tournament?
NC State.
That's what I put.
Ah, shit.
Because I know UNC didn't make it. And I almost put North Dakota, but I was getting really scared for North Dakota State. Like, I didn't know if they did or didn't. Yeah. 2023 MLB outfielder, I put Lars Nootbaar.
Okay. I went with Nick Castellanos.
Okay. That's good, too. That's good.
We're still knotted up.
Okay. Pro Sports Complex, I put Nissan for the Titans. They're like Nissan Stadium.
I put Nikon Field.
Who's that?
The camera one. Nikon Field is a place. I'm almost certain.
Yeah, but who where Nikon, the camera, sponsors a stadium?
I thought they did. Am I wrong?
I don't remember this at all.
Maybe I did mean to say Nissan.
Well, you said Nikon. I was about to say, I don't think Nikon sponsors a thing. Well, do you have a doubler for your home run derby participant? No, you don't. Okay.
Nick Swisher.
I put Nick Swisher. All right. Let's go. I won. Fuck you.
All right. Hey, whatever. Fuck you. I tried.
No, that was fun. That was fun.
Look, I gave you the, you know what, though? You know what it came down to?
Barstool.
Barstool. And I know next to nothing. As like once we got to P, I was like,
I don't even know who. Well, you could have put PFT.
I don't know.
You know PFT.
I do, but I don't know their names.
Right, but you could have just
outside put of Big Cat
and PFT. Those are the only two that everyone knows.
No, I could have said Pat McAfee.
I don't think he works there anymore, but
he
did. He did. Could I have said Primetime for Deion Sanders?
Maybe.
Okay, but yeah, I know for sure. Pat works there. That's the other one that I knew. Okay.
There you go.
Picks.
Picks time. All right.
We have literally nothing to go off of now, and we will get burned on these picks because...
Especially after last week.
We have week 11 this week.
Yes. And as of last week, I have gained ground thanks to the Las Vegas Raiders. Thank you. But Tom, good news. You're on the board with the 21-point records. No?
Cool.
All right.
Bengals-Ravens.
Yeah, I got them right here. I'm taking Baltimore. Bengals fucking burned me last night or yesterday. Yeah. I'm annoyed with them. So absolutely picking Baltimore.
Is this a game I want to split with you? In Baltimore. I'll take Baltimore.
Okay. Next up, Pittsburgh-Cleveland. Have to go Pittsburgh. You already know.
Which is unfortunate because I think the Browns win that game. But
after that is the Raiders and Dolphins.
Dolphins plus 21.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Let me give you plus 21 right there. I don't know. Like, the Raiders have been playing really good, and especially defensively, they've been playing good.
There's one other easier plus 21, but I'm going to just take that one, just so I don't
I mean, there's a couple that I think are easier plus 21s.
I only think there's one that's easier than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Chicago, Detroit.
This is about same par with this one, but I'll take Detroit.
Really? You think Chicago's got, like, a chance?
No, I'm saying plus 21.
I see. I mean, I'm taking Detroit, too. I'd be stupid not to.
Okay.
Next up, Tennessee and Jacksonville.
Give me the...
I'm taking the Jags. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, it has to go Jacksonville. Okay. Absolutely. Next up, Chargers and Packers.
I'm going to take the Packers.
Really?
Yeah. I think they looked solid, and I think that the Chargers put up a lot of points last week, which maybe just because they can, cool, but I kind of felt like the Packers moved forward last week.
They definitely did. They took a step in the right direction.
And I think you might pick the Chargers, so I'm okay with splitting this game.
Okay. I will. I'll take the Chargers. I'll take him. I'll take that risk. And that way, I am happy either way.
Yeah.
Next up, Arizona and Houston.
Give me the Texans, bro.
Yeah, got to. Yeah. After last week, I mean, holy shit, kind of. I know it was just like they won by 3 points, but they kind of dominated Cincinnati for most of the season.
CJ Stroud's that dude. Game. He's that dude.
And I don't think that Arizona's got enough firepower to keep up. Mm-hmm. Dallas, Carolina.
Is this your plus 21?
I will say no.
Okay, then I want to switch my plus 21.
Fuck you. You don't get to do that.
I just did.
No, I'm going to take it as my plus 21.
Okay, there you go. That's what I thought.
Why are you making me do this?
Because you know that's an easy plus 21.
I know, but why are you giving it to me then?
I will switch mine if you don't want it.
Fuck you.
Do you want it?
No, you said Miami. You got to live with it.
No, we have revisions this year.
No, I'm already taking it.
Okay, fine. Cowboys, I'm taking the Cowboys.
All right, fine. Fuck you, fucker.
Cowboys already won by 21 last week. You want to do it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna. Giants, New York Giants and Washington.
Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, dog, Tommy DeVito blows. Like...
I said he could be an argument for the most overpaid player on the Giants because he should not be playing in the NFL.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers and San Francisco 49ers. This is you don't think this is an easier plus 21 than Miami Vegas?
No. I think Vegas like hits a roadblock this week.
All right.
Like they're not going to go undefeated with Antonio Pierce. You know what I mean?
Okay, fine. New York Jets, Buffalo Bills. I'll take the chalk and I'll say Buffalo.
I am as well.
Wow.
The Jets already beat him 1 week. They already beat him once this year. They're so not going to sweep him.
So what?
Not going to sweep.
Okay. Seattle and LA Rams.
Seahawks.
Really?
Yeah.
I definitely would have thought you would have taken the Rams.
No, the Rams suck.
You are the one that keeps talking about how Seattle is falling.
Yeah, and the Rams are at the bottom, so it doesn't really matter.
I mean, they're not.
They're not good.
Okay, I'm taking Seattle. Minnesota and Denver.
Give the Vikes.
Ooh, okay.
One split all week?
Yeah.
All right, that Packer game. More vested interest in it there. That's trying to look to see if I can.
I am too, because
like maybe the Bengals Ravens game.
No, I honestly feel more confident in that pick than I do, like, legitimately like New York Jets Buffalo or Seattle LA. I really do feel like the Bengals just suck ass, and when they win, it's just because.
Did the Titans beat the Jags?
No. Will Levis just absolutely cracks.
Cardinals? Could the Cardinals beat the Texans?
Honestly, like, yeah.
Maybe they're a different team.
Maybe, but I don't know. I mean, Pittsburgh-Cleveland is obviously.
Right, that like one we're there. Wrong. We're going to be wrong. It's fine.
But fuck you.
Fuck Deshaun. So.
Fuck you.
Yeah, we won't pick up, but I will be very surprised if the Steelers win that game.
Surprised. Okay.
Eagles-Chiefs Monday night, sick.
Yeah, good thing we don't pick it.
I just said it's sick.
That would have been
and then it's Thanksgiving
split.
After. Dude, we played the Lions both times on Thursday this year. That's weird.
We're going to have to be ready next week.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like a Wednesday recording.
That would probably be smart.
Ideal.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right.
Is it hits?
It's quick hits.
Shit, dude.
Do you have anything?
Of course. I bring content every week, so don't fucking try me like that. Okay. Did you see... No, I don't want to do that. Okay. This is a good one. Dave, Rhode Island, do you know what their team mascot is? Or
the Knights.
Are they the Knights?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But anyway, their college basketball team is loaded with some of the wildest names you will see. Okay. They're the Rams, by the way. That's okay. I just found that out. They're the Rams. It says literally right in front of my face, and I didn't even look. First of all, they have Ray Allen III. I would assume that it's Ray Allen's kid or someone, because this guy looks exactly like Ray Allen, which makes sense because it would be his child. But they also have David Fox.
Absolutely.
Fuchs. It's probably Fuchs.
It's Fuchs,
but it looks like Fox. They have Connor Dubski, like Dubski.
Sure.
So that's a good one. But this is definitely my favorite, and I can't believe this is a real name. Always Right.
No, it's not.
Swear to
that's God. Fucking stupid.
His last name is WRIGHT, and his first name is fucking Always.
That's fucking awful.
Always Right.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna send this to you just so you can look at what Ray Allen's child looks like, because it's Ray Allen with hair, and it's really weird.
Ew. And I don't like it. No. Like,
just look at it. It's on your Twitter. Look at that picture. Is that not Ray Allen with fucking hair?
Yeah, that's not good.
Always Right.
Okay, he doesn't look quite as bad, but it's not great.
Looks like Ray Allen. That's all I can say.
Good Lord.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, it's dry up here.
UFC news, I guess. I can go with that. Alex Pereira becomes the youngest two-weight division champion, or the quickest, rather, in his 11th fight, won a belt in two-weight classes.
Hot damn.
That's kind of wild to me. Yeah, that's he's pretty good. He's pretty solid. And the Cavender twins, you know, your girls.
Isn't it Cavender?
No, I think it's Cavender.
I know they one of them came out of retirement.
Yeah. Haley Cavender unretires and now is on TCU, split up with her twin sister finally.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Did they ever wrestle a lot?
No, they never wrestled at all.
But they signed with WWE.
Yeah.
Were they just doing social media for them?
I think that was basically the reason why.
Whatever happened to Gable? Gable Steveson.
I don't fucking. Oh, he's wrestling.
Is he? Is he?
He's
good?
He's like on and off because I think he's getting ready for like a tournament or some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he did some shit. It wasn't anything great. I don't even know if he's had an actual wrestling match, but he came out and fucked shit up.
All right. All right. And James Harden still has yet to win a game for the Clippers, and the Wisconsin hockey team is number one in the country.
There you go.
So kind of funny that I'm going to Boston, where BU, Joe's school, was the number one team in the country, and then they lost, and now Wisconsin is. So I can officially tell him that his mid-major hockey school is still my favorite.
There you go. All right, Tom. Did you see that Josh Dobbs is just having way too much fun with himself?
Yeah.
He has been consistently doing some great photoshopping, putting his face onto the body of Scott Stapp of Creed.
Yeah, I saw that.
Can you take me higher?
No.
So what the fuck?
To a place.
Come on, what's next?
Desire.
No. Oh,
okay.
No,
okay. What is it?
Oh, my God. But, I mean, Josh Dobbs has every reason to be hyped up. He's going to lead this team to the playoffs. Is that a hot take?
No, he could.
Just could? I don't know, man. I think you better be all in on Josh Dobbs.
I like Josh Dobbs.
I know. All right. I also, too, have some UFC fun. Donald Trump did a walkout.
Did you see
that?
UFC?
Yes.
Okay, so I almost like put that in my quick hits. I just didn't want to like do anything. He had a star-studded cast.
Well, first of all, let's just go through the first part. He walked out to American Badass. You know, the old, like, Undertaker song, like, from WWE. Like, when Undertaker was, like, the fucking, like, roller,
yeah.
The biker.
Keep rolling.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking which, walked out with Kid Rock.
And?
Dana White.
And?
Tucker Carlson.
Like, what a cast.
Jesus Christ.
What a cast.
Why?
I did see this, and
look at this fucking walkout is ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. It's lit, and he's just full of drugs.
Big, yeah,
this probably. Whole list. Kid Rock looks like a swamp creature.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson. I mean, let's just be honest. He just consistently looks like a pedophile. And Dana White looks like he doesn't own the UFC.
He doesn't.
I know.
He sold them.
But he looks sad. Doesn't he?
Well, I don't know why he would be sad. Like, he honestly pulled the best business move in sports history, I'm going to say. He sold the company he started for $4 billion and still gets to run it.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty undefeated in my mind.
I just want Donald Trump to get into the octagon.
Against Mark Zuckerberg.
Ooh, no. Him and Biden. Come on.
Okay, well, that would be a boring fight.
Okay, him and Kamala.
Okay, I'd sign up for that, yeah.
Like, Kamala Harris, like that. You could tell she would like be ready to throw down.
Yeah, she'd be on a lot. Piss would be hot after too. Okay, like all that shit she's always on for sure.
I have one last one. Tom, do you know who, where is the name, Nate Jackson is?
No.
You're going to love this. Nate Jackson is a former Broncos wide receiver.
Okay.
Played, he was like basically a depth guy from 2003 to 2008. And went, came out of the football factory Menlo. You know that?
Menlo?
Yeah.
It's no.
One of just three Oaks, Menlo Oaks, to ever play in the NFL.
I wouldn't have guessed there were that many.
But yes, after he came in, there was a rumor that Nate Jackson broke that Josh McDaniels famously let go of Peyton Hillis.
Oh, right. Because his wife like wanted to fuck him or something.
The wife had the hots for him.
Yeah. you know, I don't quite understand that because Peyton Hillis was kind of like an ugly fucking dude, wasn't he?
I don't think so.
He was like a little country to him, you know?
Yeah, I don't think he's like that ugly.
Wow, I just can't even type right there. I'm trying to get a reference here on what Peyton Hillis looks like. You know, like, he's kind of ugly, dude.
Okay.
Like maybe he's, when he was on the Broncos, he definitely looks better.
So,
but I got this Giants photo of him. Yikes. With a mohawk. Yikes.
So, like, he went on to his podcast, Nate Jackson, and just proceeded to go absolutely ape shit on Josh McDaniels. So, let me just go through all this.
Okay.
Right? So, initially, Josh McDaniels is a bad football coach.
Yeah, we got that.
There is an objectively defensible statement.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Davis recognized the problem wasn't the players, it was Josh. It was always Josh. Everywhere he has gone, other than New England, the problem has always been Josh and that jock strap he carries around in his back pocket. The one he's never washed. The one he stole from Tom Brady's locker before leaving Foxborough and striking out on his own. The one he tossed to anyone who ever questioned his football acumen. Smell it? He'd say, any questions? Ding dong, the witch is dead. Of course I'd say Josh McDaniels is a shitty coach. He cut me. My time as a Denver Bronco ended at his hands and like that of so many of my friends. Josh had immediately butted heads with Denver's most talented young offensive players, Jay Cutler, Brandon Marshall, Tony Scheffler. There were Mike Shanahan guys, and they made him uncomfortable. So he sent them packing. My old teammate, Tyler Palumbis, who played for both Shanahan and Josh, relayed the story to me after trading Cutler. Josh addressed the entire team and said, "Fellas, don't worry about the quarterback situation. I can turn a high school quarterback into an all-pro." McDaniel's ego wasn't only fragile on the field. He famously shipped out running back Peyton Hillis because, rumor had it, McDaniels thought his wife was attracted to him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I found out my Broncos career was over from a message left on my parents' answering machine. Wow. When I tried to contact Josh for an explanation, his secretary told me he was in a meeting and that he'd call me back. He never did.
Mm.
Many of his demotivational tactics were Bill Belichick knockoffs, like putting slogans and mantras in big block letters around the building, then calling guys out in meetings, making them stand up to recite those big block letters, and then finally cussing out those who couldn't. McDaniels and Eric Mangini are not the New England football robot factories, only outputs who laid waste to professional football teams.
Mm.
Matt Patricia, Romeo Crennel, Brian Flores, Joe Judge, Brian Daboll, all of them have losing records as NFL coaches. Only Bill O'Brien has a winning record. All of these slap dicks put together have only two playoff victories as NFL head coaches.
Damn.
Two. For context.
This guy is cooking now.
Oh, dude, it is hot. For context, every single one of Shanahan's former assistants who took a job has a winning record in the NFL. They have three Super Bowl trophies amongst them. Last little bit. Can Josh design a good play? Sure. Can he make his players care about running that play? He cannot. If you don't have the respect of your team, it doesn't matter how clever you are on the fucking whiteboard. Coaching is about connecting with other humans. It's about paying attention to what they are going through and responding to it. It's about listening to what they tell you. It's about putting them in positions to succeed, challenging them to be their best, and respecting the effort they give you. Honoring their sacrifice, believing in them, showing them that you have love. It's not just players, but as people. He always believed he knew better and he was better, but he never did and he never was.
I mean, like,
scorched earth.
Salty a little bit, too.
Scorched, like, fucking earth.
Jesus.
He roasted the fuck out of him.
Yeah, he did. Was not happy he got cut. He was not happy. All right, any more?
Also, we would have tied if you would have let me get 2 points on penis protector.
I think you're lucky to get 1 point on that. And I think you know that. See? Yeah, bitch. All right. That's going to do it for this episode of Down the Wire. Yeah, this has been a great Thursday so far, if you guys are listening, because you guys made it through the whole time with us. So hopefully we didn't miss anything crazy. I know the biggest fucking story in between is going to happen now. And I'm
Andy Reid's going to die.
Like, something ridiculous is going to fucking happen. But, you know, just trying to get it out to you guys. Have a great fucking day. All right. If you want to download us, check us out wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, iHeart, wherever. It doesn't really matter. We're on all of them. If you don't want to download us, you can always check us out on Chairshot.com.
I mean, Peyton Hillis isn't that bad.
Peace.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave Burks. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave Burks. Yeah, down.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.